User in your channel started recording.
After all the witty stuff has already been said.
Yeah, I wanted to get all the stupid stuff out of the way before I asked you a question.
What stupid stuff?
Have you ever listened to our podcast?
You mean like the day after we post it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 99% of our content is stupid. Not stupid in a bad way, but stupid in a off the rails, what are they talking about kind of way.
We're here for entertainment, not educational value.
This is true. So yeah, the serious question, have you ever been listening to a podcast and they get onto a topic that you've heard so many times that you just start fast forwarding through it just so you can get past it?
Yeah, I've done that before.
It's like every Relay FM podcast I listen to right now says something about the iPad. I don't want to hear about the iPad anymore. I just don't.
But it's new and it's got a pencil that magnetizes to it.
I don't care.
I know, I just said magnetizes.
Yes, I know. And that's actually what's getting me on this rant. I went to go listen to an episode of Cortex that just dropped like yesterday or today. And the first part of it is CGP Grey talking about getting back into YouTube, which I like. I like his videos. And then Mike and Grey start talking about the iPad and the episode is ruined.
Well, somebody's got a fanboy over the Apple stuff.
But do you have to fanboy over it on every podcast you make?
Might as well.
I mean, I'm not going to subscribe to 8 different podcasts to hear the same thing said about the product 8 different times.
I think you should change your subscriptions then. I would. But I mean, I don't listen to half of the Relay FM podcasts anyways, because I have absolutely no interest in them.
Well, let's see. The ones I listen to are, pulling up the list, Ungenius, Pen Addict, Cortex, Upgrade, and the Members Only stream.
I'm looking at the list now.
What? The list on the website?
Yep.
Trying to figure out which ones you actually listen to?
I don't subscribe to any of these, and I only kind of partially subscribe to Pen Addict.
I mean, it's to the point where, like, as soon as a new episode of Upgrade comes out, I look at it, and if the title has anything to do with, like, dongles, the Apple Pencil, or the iPad, I immediately tell Pocket Cast to mark it as played. And I just don't even listen to it.
I get that.
I mean, I like Jason Snell. I like Mike Hurley. But let's see. Episode 216 is obviously the Apple event draft. So they're going to talk about the iPad for that. But 217, people in Dongle Town want to dance. They're talking about dongles. Previously on Apple laptops, half of that episode was dongles. And then, like, the next one, Chicken Laid an Egg, it was about the iPad. Mr. Apple Pencil, well, it's right there in the title. I mean, that's 4 weeks now where they've completely just beat a topic to death.
Yeah, it's time for a new podcast subscription.
It's getting to that point. I mean, normally I do the Toss Relay five.
Are you talking about Upgrade?
Yeah, I'm talking about Upgrade.
These are 90-minute plus episodes?
Yeah.
The hell with that? I don't have that much time.
It's to the point where I'm not going to sit there and spend another 90 minutes listening to you rehash the same feelings about a topic that you talked 90 minutes about the previous week.
Yeah, I get that.
And it's kind of been like that with a few Pen Addict episodes. I think other than the Thanksgiving one, there was a stretch of 5 or 10 episodes where I just immediately marked them as played because I looked at the show notes and I looked at the episode description and it's like, I feel like I've heard this episode before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I immediately go and listen to an audiobook or I turn on something from like CGP Grey and Brady Heron.
Speaking of Apple stuff, you never guessed what I did last night.
Bought a PC?
No.
Oh, what did you do?
I dismantled my iPhone 6S Plus.
Okay. Why?
It's time for a new battery.
Oh, okay. So you didn't want to take it to the Apple store, wait in there for 5 hours and then have it replaced for $29?
Yeah. I just took an hour and a half and replaced it for $29.
Nice.
Although I now know why it takes 5 hours for them to replace iPhone batteries.
Why is that?
The glue that holds the display, like the the waterproof glue seal that they put between the display and the frame.
Mm-hmm.
That is a to get off, and then a to align the new one.
So pretty much the screen was 90% of the work.
Cleaning and prepping the screen, yeah.
Wow.
I could have had it done in like half an hour if I didn't have that to do. Actually, if I was just doing the battery, I could have probably had it done in 15 minutes. So there was an extra 45 minutes of cleaning and prepping the screen and frame to reapply the gasket seal and put it all back together.
So was that your first dance with a battery replacement?
No, that was my first dance into a 6S or newer phone, though.
I was about to say, the battery replacements I did on my old iPhone 5, those were a piece of cake.
5 and 6 is easy. I don't think I ever took my 4S apart, but the 4 is a...
I did fix a broken screen on one of my friend's 4s one time. Holy crap, that sucked.
Yeah, so about the 4, I think my home button went.
You and pretty much everyone else.
You have to take apart the entire phone to get to it because it's part of the screen assembly.
Right.
So I got the part in, and this is when I still worked at the vet clinic, and I was on call that weekend. So Thursday night, I'm taking the phone apart, putting it back together. And you know how the digitizer cable on the 4 screen is kind of L-shaped?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to feed it through the slot in the frame? I hooked the L and I tore the digitizer thing. So I got it all back together. Like, oh, yeah, the screen works. Button works. Oh, I can't press anything on the screen. No. And so I was on call in a day and a half. So I had to go get a new phone.
Wow.
Because there was no way I could get a screen in that time.
Yeah, that ribbon cable design was just stupid. Because that was the tiniest slot on the top of the phone.
Yeah.
And it made absolutely no sense. I did the exact same thing. I thought I had everything where it was supposed to be. I went to go put it back together, and the screen wasn't working right. Took it apart, and the ribbon cable had a small gouge across. It wasn't torn. It just had a small gouge into the ribbon element. And it was shorting out on the frame.
Mm, lovely.
Yeah, because that little gap pinched the cable when I put everything back together.
Yeah, I don't miss that phone. It was a great design, but holy crap, repairing that thing was a pain in the ass.
Wonder how much fun it would be to repair an iPhone X.
Well, I'm going to guess it's going to start similar to how the iPhone 6 does, and or the 6S, and you got to pop the gasket.
Well, I mean, this being said, but I no longer own any Apple products.
You just make your screen look like one?
No.
Yeah, you have an Apple sticker on it.
That's my TV.
Okay, fine. You make your TV look like one.
I did that like 5 years ago.
So?
Yeah, but the sticker's firmly planted on there. I'm not going to tear it off, have residue on there, and then have to try to clean it so I can put a new sticker on there. Actually, I should probably do that. But what stickers do I have that are that size? Oh, Michael.
Hello.
I'm Michael. This is a surprise. You're now part of Philosophical.
What did I just walk into?
We were talking about iPhone repairs and Evgeny's Apple sticker on his TV.
Okay. That's a lot to unpack.
Well, you better unpack quick.
Apparently.
I no longer own Apple products, and Phil was telling me how big of a was to repair his iPhone 6.
Yeah, I can imagine. You need like a special screwdriver and stuff to open it, don't you?
Well, there's that, but the screen, because now the iPhone 6 was the first one with the water resistance, so it has the gasket around this frame between the screen and the frame.
So it's harder to pull apart without destroying it.
And it took me an extra 45 minutes to do a battery swap, because I had to clean and prep the screen and display for the new gasket.
At least now that you have experience doing that, if I run into a problem, I know exactly who to send my phone to.
Well, you could send it to me too, but the odds of me just like sending you hundreds of angry text messages during the process won't be there if you send it to someone else.
I wouldn't get the text messages because you'd have my phone.
You'd still have a computer with Discord.
Well, I can just block you then. I'll just send it to Phil since he already knows what to do.
And I have two more phones sitting on my desk waiting for parts. Well, I have two more parts kits waiting for phones to put them into.
So you have extra parts for the next time you break your phone?
No, I have two more phones I have to repair. Parts are here. I'm waiting for the phones to show up.
Did you just start your own repair company?
I only do it for select people.
So it's like a club you got to join?
Kind of.
Are there challenge coins?
No.
Is there a membership fee?
Yeah.
Is there an application process?
Yep.
Can I have the forms to fill out?
I'll get back to you on that.
You have to qualify to apply. You can't just apply.
There's a secret code word you have to know. I don't hand that out.
Probably has something to do with Moose.
I'd imagine the secret code word has some form of a curse word integrated into it.
It could.
Something for me to have to bleep out on the back end. If you said the secret word, Phil, I could always just bleep it out.
Yeah, you could. But you could also leave it in there, and that way I'd also be telling you the secret word.
This is true.
The point of the secret word is to be secret.
So if, Jenny, you drop off the this conversation, then Phil can tell me the secret word.
The same goes for you too, Michael.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's a secret word. If I tell you, it's not secret anymore.
It'll stay secret between me and you and your two other customers.
There's more than two customers. Just there's two phones waiting to be fixed at the moment.
Two phones for more than two people.
How does this phone share system work?
Not a phone share.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. The math doesn't work for me otherwise.
Well, a couple weeks ago, I had to replace a screen. Last night, I replaced the battery on my phone. I got to replace the battery and lightning port on my dad's phone. And one of Ashley's friends needs a silent switch and a new battery. So there's four phones that's been fixed in the past month.
Oh, so there's more phones.
Yeah, more phones with more people.
So it's one phone per person.
Pretty much.
Or at least one phone per person.
Yeah.
There's no like two or three people in one phone.
Unless it's Ashley, and then it's multiple fixes on one phone per one person.
Right, but it's still one phone per person.
Right.
I haven't taken math in a long time.
Ashley's just a repeat customer sometimes. Okay.
So what you're saying is we need to find some way to become family so we could actually enjoy the services of your phone repair.
It also helps if you live local.
Yeah, you don't have to be family because he said Ashley's friend.
Yeah, but that's kind of a proxy by wife.
And the screen I replaced a couple weeks ago was a coworker.
I think that's a close enough stretch that I'm not going to count it.
This is like trying to break a code here, trying to figure out how to get into Phil's repair program by membership. So far, we know you either have to live locally, work with Phil, be a friend of his wife, or be family.
What if you're just a friend of Phil?
Well, that's what I'm trying to establish here. Is that a sufficient criteria, or do you have a more stringent criteria for your friends?
The criteria is pretty non-stringent.
But you won't tell us a secret word.
I know what it comes down to, Michael. Phil's just mad because you got me a fracture of the hypothetical artwork.
You got a fracture?
Yeah.
Michael, I'm disappointed.
Was I supposed to send you a fracture of the hypothetical artwork?
Well, no, you got to do philosophical artwork.
I could send you the hypothetical one.
We actually have a fracture of our engagement photos.
Oh, I bet you that looks cool.
It is pretty cool.
How were they able to fit you on the glass?
Might not be a full body shot.
It's a really big piece of glass.
It's like a picture window. Literally.
It's the whole wall. You know those giant like floor to ceiling length mirrors? It's kind of like that.
Right. And they still have to shrink you down.
Yeah, I'm about 3/4 scale.
So what you're saying is you're tall enough that we could take someone like Jim and have a life-size tattoo of Jim done on you and there would still be room.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
I know what to do if I win the lottery.
Get me a life-size tattoo of Jim.
On you.
Yeah, get me a life-size tattoo of Jim.
Yes.
How much would a life-size tattoo of Jim cost to put on Phil's body?
Judging by the rates that a lot of the tattoo artists around here charge, probably upwards of $120,000, $130,000.
Tattoos could cost six figures?
Yeah. A life-size tattoo of a person on a person would be a lot of ink and a lot of chair time.
Would that be full color or just the one color?
It'd have to be full color.
What if we gave Jim a full back tattoo first? So that way they have to do the full back tattoo twice.
Wait, so kind of an inception tattoo?
What we should do is take all the former BYOB Pen Club hosts, or most of them, line them up by size, by height, and then tattoo an image of the smallest person on the next smallest person and keep going all the way up. So by the time you get to Phil, you have a tattoo of
six different people.
Yeah, six different people all tattooed on each other.
Oh, wow.
I don't need to be a part of that. You guys can do the tattoo without me.
No, you've got to be there.
No, this is your idea. No,
I'll be the art. It's my idea. I'll be the art director. I'm not going to apply the tattoo.
No, you've got to be part of this tattoo chain. I mean, we have to have the tattoo of you shaking your head on Phil.
You could tattoo an image of me on Phil. That's fine.
Well, just, no, you have to have the chain.
I don't want a tattoo of Ralph on my back.
The whole thing was your idea. We have to now.
I didn't say all. I said some or many. So you don't have to include me.
No, you're included.
No, thank you.
Fine. I'm going to take my recording and leave.
But I haven't broken you yet.
Michael did.
Oh, great.